Hi, friends. Hello, the world. Welcome to this podcast of Tools for Transitioning Humanitarians. And today I have invited my dear guest, my client, Kate. Kate, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So I wanted to do this podcast today to talk about how to pursue certain goals and desires that we feel like, oh, it's never going to happen. Is it even a thing? Or no one's going to, like, I don't know, bother even being interested, right? This type of goals that we have that we just discarded before even pursuing it. And I wanted to bring someone who's continuously working towards that goal, even if it felt a lot harder in the beginning. And I wanted to introduce Kate and share her experience and journey of how she's doing it and how she's been doing it. So that's why, Kate, thank you so much for being here and doing this together. So maybe you introduce yourself and start the conversation.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for having me. This is my first ever podcast, so we'll see how this goes.
Amazing.
As you mentioned, I've been your client for the last year. I am an aspiring writer, which we'll get into why that is so hard sometimes for me to say. And I am currently a freelance editor and proofreader, and I've recently transitioned out of an 8-year career in the security sector, reform sector. Where I've had positions both in the field and in HQ.
Amazing. So maybe the first thing that we want to really, like, get into is how is the journey of, like, transitioning from a very stable, in quotes, career, right? That many people have done for a long time, and then now going to something that feels very unstable, but still wanting to pursue it. How is that journey?
I will say now, like that I'm at the end of it with you, I think it's the most important investment I've made for myself, and it's also been the most impactful. And of course, there's a lot of frustration and challenges along the way. But that's exactly why I came to you in the first place.
Amazing. So, the process that we've started at the time, Kate, like, I think for many people, when they think of their goals and dreams, it's very easy to discard and say it's not possible or it's never going to happen, right? And maybe you could share about how you've overcome that and you still said, okay, I want to be a writer. That's the goal. And like, I don't know, overcoming some of those inner voices that said that's not never gonna happen. Like, I can imagine many of my other clients saying, well, everyone is a writer now, right? Who's going to even read and all kinds of things. So how was it for you to overcome that and the process of it?
Let me start from the beginning. So I think my first session with you, we talked about how in my ideal world, I live in Portugal and I'm writing and I'm publishing my work. But it just sounded or felt so silly to me because I wasn't writing at the time. I didn't have a consistent writing practice. I'd never finished a full piece of anything. Hadn't ever attempted to try to be published. And so I think what we really focused on was the building blocks of it, of like what was stopping me from writing in the first place, or even just looking at what is the path towards being a writer, and how can that look different for everybody? And just to say that one path seems the successful way doesn't necessarily always make it true.
Yeah.
And then,
And yeah. Go ahead, go ahead.
no, I was going to say like the reinforcing goals that I had about that. I don't know if I should jump into that right now.
Yeah, please do.
So I think we also talked like, okay, that's not going to happen in the next year, where I guess there are arguments to say it could have happened, but it wasn't my reality. And so I think one of the goals we looked at more practically was me starting up this freelance business that I'm running now. That I had already built the foundation of prior to working with you, but I just, it was a half-formed website just sitting in my proverbial closet, and you helped me brush that off and kind of stand that up. And with the idea that that would give me the flexibility and the freedom to live where I want, when I want, much more aligned with how I want my lifestyle to look. And then even prior to that goal, we looked at how do I leave my full-time job here in DC to allow myself to start this lifestyle that will then encourage my writing and kind of all build on each other in that way.
Amazing. So that's the I think the part that we want to highlight for many people is that we don't need, like we don't always need to go directly to the goal and the ultimate vision that we want to, right? We can build the bridges in between, and that's what you're currently doing, which is amazing. So like in the building those bridges, there are also a lot of like drama I can imagine for many people, right? How does one start a business of, I don't know, editing and proofreading before going to the actual goal of writing full time, right? And how was that process for you to do that? And maybe the other thing that for anyone who's just interested in, okay, what is even the like difference between editing and proofreading? And how that works, and who do you work with, and maybe that's you could cover.
So in terms of the process of working with you, like in the beginning, I felt like any change or progress was very slow, sometimes frustrating. I think I used to believe I'm a very impatient person. And so if I didn't see immediate results, it meant it wasn't working. And so given the investment I made in working with you, I decided like I really had to commit to this and follow your process, even if I didn't always see the immediate benefit, and then also knowing that the more open and honest I could be with you, the more it could help. And I also found it a very different process from things I've tried before. I've tried all sorts of different things, whether it's therapy or online courses. And what I found is like either with therapy, you're looking at your emotional, mental life, but I think of this one instance in particular. I was living in Guinea-Bissau and working with a therapist back in the US who had no concept of our field, had no concept of what it was like to live in a foreign country and have an important role there. And so there was just that disconnect. And the same with online courses, of course, they have to be generalized to appeal to the widest range of people. And so working with you was a really nice kind of overlap of both therapy and practical career and life advice. That really then I felt like after the first 4 to 6 months, things just started clicking and rolling. And we here we are today. And so in the end, I guess I would say, like looking back, what I've come out of it with is like I mentioned, very practical steps I can take, tools I can use, both again, like practical tools for setting up my business versus tools for kind of just, I don't want to say like managing emotions, but just, like not allowing those emotions to stop me from pursuing these goals, and then strengthening that muscle of using those tools every day.
Amazing. So what would you say, like for people who are thinking, okay, I want to do maybe something bridging in between, like you are doing, right? Before fully getting like, I don't know, to Portugal. This is just using your example, but there might be also people who are saying, okay, I want to go to live in this place and do like be a writer, for instance, right? And before that, I want to bridge something for your from your experience of building this editing and proofreading. Like, what were the specific steps that you have started doing, and also how do you communicate and explain the differences in working with people on editing and proofreading? Maybe you can speak to that.
I mean, I say this with the recognition that everyone has a different starting point, but I think for me, my starting point was learning how to trust myself again, in a sense, like returning to myself. Because now, I'm facing a situation where I'm leaving DC in a few weeks and I'm going to be somewhat nomadic for the second half of the year while I build this business. And I don't really have a solid plan in the sense of like this is exactly how it's going to happen because I have no idea how it's going to happen. And typically that is the point where I would just stop and be like, no, I can't move forward until there's a plan. And now I think I'm in a much better position to say, no, I'm going to move forward and it's going to work itself as it goes because I trust myself to make it work.
Amazing.
And so I don't know if that fully answers your question, but that was like my starting point. And then, yeah, I mean, there's the practical like business administration side of things where you're like, let's make your website live. And how do you want to announce your transition? And who is your audience? And what does that messaging look like? And really like the nitty-gritty details of starting a business. And then in terms of your question about editing and proofreading, I guess I kind of look at it from rather than starting with like the how I can help people, it's really more like why I want to be doing this work beyond just the basic, I'm good at editing and proofreading, and it's a skill set I enjoy using and I've done in previous jobs within the international affairs sector. I think my why is more that anyone who's been in our field, whether in HQ or in the field, knows there's pretty major problems with the models that are used, that whether they're outdated or have become politicized. I don't think anyone's arguing that. And these are conversations that I was having with people I worked with in the field. And it always felt a bit like a silver lining to me, like we're a bit disillusioned, but at least the people here are having these conversations and acknowledging these problems, and like that's a starting point. And I think in the last year, I have seen more of these conversations happening in mainstream places, particularly my LinkedIn. I don't think that's just an algorithm thing, but these conversations are starting to happen to how do we reform or change or like overhaul these systems that aren't working. And I think I didn't have a word for it before, but I've really like this new being talked about justice-based approach to humanitarian development. And so in that sense, I really want to support institutions, organizations, individuals who are in the space and talking about these things and making them a reality so that I can help best, so they can best articulate their vision and their strategy and their analysis. And then on the personal side of it, our sector is made up of so many people with so many different stories to tell. And I think that's very natural when your life is internationally oriented, whether you're living in a new culture or you are living in your own country, but have this rotating group of people from other cultures coming in and you're working together. I think that cross-cultural exchange is so important, like now more than ever, and those stories need to be told. And so in that sense, I want to support projects of people, whether they're writing essays about it or memoirs or books, in that sense. And so then finally, sorry, to get to your question about
No
the difference
problem.
in editing and proofreading, I see it as very much, there's like three different routes it can take when someone's writing, either more of a developmental structural editing where I'm looking at the content overall and how the argument is being structured and how it can be better. And then there's copy editing with looking at the word choice you're using or how you're structuring sentences just so that it reads easily. And then proofreading, of course, is just making sure there's no errors and it's a professional document. And so there's many layers to like what can be done, but all in service of, I think, sharing important stories.
Amazing. I love that. So now coming to the writing journey, is how close do you feel like being that writer and doing this writing as your main thing in Portugal? What would you say?
Yeah, it definitely feels closer. I really forced myself to start telling people I'm writing just
Amazing.
to like reinforce it to myself. I think like without getting too much into boring details, I'm in DC. I lost my job back in March, and so I've had more time on my hands lately, and so I signed up for a writing class, which really helped keep me accountable, gave me deadlines, gave me prompts and homework. And I've noticed even the more that I focus on the freelance business, the more I naturally want to write. And I think I'm so scared that if I'm so focused on this business, that's going to replace my time to write and I'm going to have to wait till the future, but it's actually reinforced each other. So I'm kind of just seeing where that takes me. But I know I'm definitely someone who needs those deadlines and accountability. So I'm just looking for more opportunities for that.
Amazing. I love that. So for anyone who is like in their, let's say they're doing their humanitarian job currently, and they have the desire to write, whether it's fiction, nonfiction, right? And they also have this feeling of, oh, I should be writing it regularly if I'm going to be serious about this, or all of these things. What would you like recommend to them? Where could they get started on focusing or whatever it is? What do you think?
Oh man, I'm like, I feel like I'm also just starting. But I remember one conversation we had was like, why can't you write twice a week and say that you're a writer? Like, why does it have? Because in my mind, it was like a writer wakes up every morning and writes for like an hour or two. And if you're not doing that every day, you're never going to get anywhere and you're never going to write.
Yeah.
And you really helped me pull back and be like, okay, just start with once a week or twice a week. And so I'm not always great about it, but that's, it's everything is progress and everything is just in time.
Yes, I love that. And I think the other thing that I've heard from other people also say is the more you get into, okay, if I'm really a writer, how, like, I don't know, my day looks like, or how my writing practice looks like, right? So that those are the things also to explore, instead of just saying, oh, if I'm not doing this way, then I'm not, or like some version of very rigid way of looking at things. Because I feel, at least for me, writing was always be about how can I fulfill my creative ways of expressing things, right? That's really like, I feel like in my case, at least, I'm more after feeling that I get after having written something and expressing something and feeling, oh, I'm happy that I did that. And even if that's the feeling we're pursuing, why not do that? Whether you're doing it regularly or not, this is totally up to you. But I think definitely getting into that, okay, if my identity is not only humanitarian but writer, right, then how would I approach this? I think that's amazing.
And I think that's such like an important piece of it that like you enjoy doing it. 'Cause I know when we started working together, I was like, oh, it feels like work. Like I'm so tired
Yeah.
from work that I get to the weekend. And in my mind, I'm like, I would love to go to a coffee shop and write in the morning and, this like beautiful image of being a writer. And then, Saturday morning rolls around and I'm exhausted. And I'm like, that's the last thing I want to do. But I've noticed since I have started to make more of an effort, it feels more enjoyable. And again, it just like starts reinforcing itself of, oh, I feel better when I write. I actually enjoy spending my time doing this. And then it feels more natural to keep doing it.
Yes, I love that. So, Kate, anything that you would like if people want to say, okay, I want to talk to Kate about this, or I want to, talk to Kate about editing or proofreading, how can they reach out to you and how can you get in touch?
I a few different ways. Either send me a message on LinkedIn. I do realize I did not change my name on this Zoom before we started recording, but I go by Kate, and so my LinkedIn is Kate, just Kaiti. And then also I have a website, www.theotherreader.com, and I also can be reached by email at kate@theotherreader.com. So any of those options.
Amazing. So I will also put the in the post the some of the contacts that Kate has. And then of course feel free to reach out to her and talk to her about your writing dreams, or of course getting your work already edited or proofread by Kate. I'm sure she will do an amazing job. Kate, anything last points that you would like to share with people?
No, I mean, I think maybe yes. I guess I say no and then I start talking. But what I'm thinking of just like one of the biggest things I've gotten out of this is just like the challenges are always going to be there. And just it's a matter of what tools do you have or how conscious are you of catching yourself before you just, spiral into those challenges. And that has been one of the most impactful things about this that's helped me actually not feel so like I'm lying when I say I am writing and I would like to pursue a life in Portugal. So, yeah, thank you for that.
Absolutely. It was an amazing journey to do this together. And of course, during this podcast today, to showcase also how we can bring our dreams closer to our realities, right? That has maybe always been a dream, but we haven't committedly taken actions towards it. And I feel like now, with the humanitarian funding crisis, that's really something many people are thinking about is, okay, I want to be conscious about my next steps and how am I going to build my life further and how it can look like. And therefore, Kate, I feel you are one of those examples of people who said, okay, now my life is going to look like in Portugal, writing, being creative, and enjoying life with friends and family. So I'm so happy that you are getting closer to that.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. If you have any questions, please do reach out to Kate or myself, and we're happy to support you. In the meantime, have a beautiful weekend. Thank you. Bye.